Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
It's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And today we have on the boards, back on the board, says Vaughn is back in town. Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, how you doing?
Joyful and grateful. I'm glad to be here today and glad you're here too.
Me too. Always.
And we have Lynn here.
You have me.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, and it was great to talk to Vaughn.
Yes, it is good to catch up.
Yeah.
So how hot is it?
It's right now, my thermometer outside says 100.
Oh my goodness. It's crazy. It is crazy. And I'm so grateful this week that my wonderful husband, Tom, bought me a new ceiling fan for my bedroom. And my brother-in-law, Chuck, came over and put it up because we needed it. It's really hot here.
Yeah, we expect hot, but not this hot.
No, it was crazy. Well, even the other day, my daughter, Nicole, was nice enough to help an elderly gentleman that wanted to get his hair cut but was afraid to go to the salon. And I went over with her to his house too, so she could cut his hair. And here she's outside with the mask on, and we're outside, and it was like 100 degrees. But she did a great job, and it was
she's
all good.
She's such a good girl.
So I'm grateful for that. It's all good.
Yeah, and he looked handsome afterwards.
Yes, he looks very handsome. He's a handsome fellow, that Jim.
And so we have any new listeners?
Sure, we have Wendy from Bonita, California. And we have Barbie from Lakewood Ranch, and we have Helen from Seminole.
Oh, welcome, lady.
Glad you're here today.
Yeah.
It's like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregiver table for new listeners. And I think it's really important right now. All right, sweetheart, I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later, honey.
Okay, bye. So before we chat with our first guest that we have on the show today, I need to talk very seriously about something here. 2 days ago, a caregiver that I know took her own life. She's been taking care of her husband with dementia for about 7 years. She wasn't out of the house in over 100 days. Supposedly, her children don't really have much contact with her. And during this decline, during the COVID, now he didn't know who she was anymore. And it just breaks my heart. It makes me feel a little guilty, too, because I knew her. Maybe I should have touched base with her more. She never came on the online support groups because she just really wasn't tech savvy. She was 82 years old. But I'm disappointed in myself, and I'm disappointed in her neighbors and whoever else that didn't pick up the ball and make sure she was okay. I found out that she has a niece that just came into town from Georgia, and she said she didn't have a clue. Last time she saw her was about 9 months ago. Everything seemed okay then. And when she talked to her like the beginning of the COVID, and her aunt said everything was okay too, but we know how that goes with caregivers. Many times you need to hook up with your neighbor or somebody else that's really going to give you the true story of what's going on, or maybe you just need to go there. So my prayers are out there for all caregivers. I know that this journey is tough with everything that's going on now, but please reach out. There are plenty of online support groups. I know of many resources. You all got my phone number, 727-365-8383. So just please reach out, because there's people that are there for you. Okay, now I need to breathe a little bit, and then we get ready to talk to our first guest, who is Carolyn Brooker from Reflexology Health and More.
Good morning, Linda.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm here at my office, and we're seeing clients again, so that's really awesome.
Yes, that is very awesome. In fact, you'll be seeing me as a client on Monday.
I know. It's been too long.
It's all good.
Yeah. So it is good. We have extra precautions. I wear a mask. I'm asking clients to wear a mask and, you know, extra cleaning in between. So it's working, you know.
So I think everybody should be wearing a mask wherever they're going. And I don't, you know, I people are complaining about having to wear these masks, but it's a matter of life and death.
Well, and, you know, it literally is linked to the amount of exposure you have. So the masks prevent mass exposure. So it may not completely stop it, but it definitely will limit, hopefully stop you getting it. And heaven forbid, if you do get it, you don't get it as bad because it is dose dependent.
Yes. Yes, it is. So I want to, a lot of our clients, and a lot of my clients, a lot of our listeners, I don't even know if they know what reflexology is. So can you give us a little bit of education on that?
Yes. Reflexology is, there's the reflex points in the feet that represent the whole body. And it's the same in the ear, the face, and the hands. But most people really enjoy having their feet worked on. And we manipulate those reflex points to get the whole flow going back through the body so that the body can balance and function normally again. So it really is a wonderful healing art. It's an ancient art. They found these reflexology drawings back in the Egypt, back in the pyramids and that, so in the different caves. So it's
been around for a while.
Yeah. And well, you know, you talked about the dear caregiver who took her own life. It is so necessary for caregivers to take care of themselves because you can only give as much as you can receive. Right. And you can't just deplete yourself by taking care of another without getting some self-care for yourself. That is just so vital. It's not optional to me. It's a vital part of taking care of yourself.
You know, if you take care of your body will take care of you. You know, if you balance it and you do what you're supposed to do and you go get massages, and myself, I go for chiropractic. I've been going for physical therapy since I broke my wrist. The body is an amazing specimen. And if you just take care of it properly, you won't get a lot of disease.
Right. And the body, I mean, these are the body's pain and the body, how you feel. It's your warning system. You have to listen to the body because, you know, to me, the body doesn't lie. You know, it just,
exactly.
It will tell you.
It doesn't have an agenda.
Right. And it'll, you know, your pains and aches get louder until you stop and you listen to the body. What is my body trying to tell me?
And that's then, unfortunately, people some people get a pain and what they do is they pop a pill.
Yeah.
Now, all that does to me is it masks it.
Well, sometimes, I mean, you know, I used to work at the inpatient rehab, you know, and I helped a lot of people with hips and knees and, you know, on their rehab. And, you know, that pain medicine is very useful on a short-term basis to help people get through that difficult problem.
Right.
But it's not good for long-term management of pain. So, in my opinion,
I totally agree because I think there are too many people, especially there's too many seniors on any kinds of medication. You know, I mean, the average one is like 10, 12 meds a day.
Right, and when you start to look at the complications that happen, all of a sudden you've got to take another med to deal with the side effects with the previous med, and
Yeah, so I think if we take better care of our bodies as soon as we can possible, so that means everyone that's listening right now can start doing something today to take care of your body, and it might be walking, it might be drinking some more water, it might be sitting down and breathing. Talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, breathing is wonderful. I mean, it's such a healing, vital, you know, you need that wonderful oxygen to go throughout your whole body with those fresh blood cells, and I see a lot of people get dehydrated, mm-hmm. and staying hydrated will help with your pain level. It will help everything flow throughout your body so much better. You know, your little disc between your, on your vertebrae and your, on your spine, if you're dehydrated, those shrink and you will feel more pain, and staying hydrated will help your medicine, will help everything work better. And then, of course, when you come here and you have a massage or reflexology session, then everything will move much faster throughout your body if you come hydrated.
Well, it's very interesting. So the other night, I wake up in the middle of the night with a trolley horse in my leg. And I get up, I walk around a little bit, it goes away, go back to bed, I get a trolley horse in my other leg. I haven't had trolley horses in years. I walk around a little bit, then I put, I already had a Vox patch on, but I put some Vox socks on. A little while later, I felt better, but the next morning I was speaking to my chiropractor, and he said that those trolley horses is from dehydration.
Yeah.
I never realized that.
Right, and sometimes it's not enough just to have water. I buy some electrolyte packets.
That's exactly what he said to me. He said, get some Gatorade or electrolyte or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, I like the Emergency brand. I don't see it at the store, but I can order it on Amazon. And it's simply a little electrolyte packet. It's 10 calories, and it's not filled with salt. You know, I mean, in a pinch, you can use some sea salt, but you don't want to add just too much salt.
Right. Now, so should I drink something with an electrolyte in it before I go to bed?
If you're waking up with cramps, absolutely.
It was just that one time, but so if I'm going to drink anything with electrolytes, is there a certain time of day that is better for me to do that?
Before exercise, before a massage, before your chiropractic appointment, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, it just listen to your body. You know, if once you feel parched, and you're already dehydrated, so you know it's
kind of weird. Now I probably drink during the night at least 2 bottles of water during the night, and I still wake up in the night parched, and I think it's because I leave my mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, how can you make your mouth close when you're sleeping?
Well,
this has just been recently, like the past month or so. I wake up and you think I was in the desert.
Well, I would try doing an electrolyte drink before you go to bed and see if that doesn't make a difference.
Uh-huh.
Because I think your body's trying to tell you. That, and, you know, think about it. When we sleep, our bodies are
rejuvenating.
Yes, that works. So if your body's hydrated, everything's going to flow so much better and rejuvenate so much easier.
Yeah.
And so you want to facilitate that with a good fat hydration and electrolyte balance.
And as Lynn says, maybe I should just keep my mouth shut once in a while, but that's another story.
So, you have lots of good things to tell us. We don't want you to do that.
So, Carolyn, for people that are at home right now that are afraid to come out and go for a reflexology or a massage, what is something that caregivers can do for themselves at home?
There's so many things. You can take a ball and roll your feet out on a ball.
Just like tennis ball?
Yeah, a tennis ball, a big ball, a little ball, whatever you have.
Okay.
You can also take a water bottle and roll your feet out on that. And if you have plantar fasciitis, you can try freezing it, although I recommend, you know, PBA-free bottles, because you don't want to add toxins to your body.
Right.
But you can roll your feet out on that after you've had a hard day of work or you've gone for a walk and your feet are aching, and roll your feet out on that and see if you don't get a lot of relief. So it's a nice treat, even taking your feet and taking a nice warm washcloth and just rubbing your feet. There are so many benefits.
Yeah.
Because every time you cross your midline of your body to the other side of the body with your arm, and you put your foot on the other side, you're incorporating both sides of your brain. You're getting your both sides of your brain to communicate. So there's cognitive benefits, there's physical benefits, and, you know, it's just very important
and
to move our bodies.
It's just a treat, too. I think it's so important to move our bodies. And then I think it's sometimes it's important to sit. You know, every now and then I'll have a really... I'm having a stressful day, and I'll be perfectly honest, it's been very stressful lately with just dealing with a lot of the caregivers and everything, because it's just a tough time. And I just, like, lay down on my bed, and I go, Alexa, play meditation music. And I just lay there and just get out of it for, like, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's amazing how just that 20 minutes, how much better I feel when I get up.
Yeah, but, you know, life is about balance. You know, you can't be all go, 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 or all sit. You know, it's a nice balance and a nice treat. Like, you're going to have a massage on Monday.
Yes.
And then, I mean, you tell me how you feel after your massage.
Right.
I mean, just, like, the world is reset. It's a reset button.
But usually when I'm done with a massage, I kind of feel like I'm drooling, is really what it is. Because it's just like, oh, thank you. And I'm coming to think of this. The first time I ever had a massage was many years ago, and it was when I lived in New York. And I was going to a chiropractor there, and if you refer to a new client, they put you in a drawing, and I want a massage. I had never had a massage before. Well, when I had the massage that day, the woman, like, beat the heck out of me. Now, some people, I guess, like that, those kind of deep kind of things. I mean, I want to feel it, but I don't want to be beat up. And it took me... I'm not kidding, like probably 20 years before I went for a massage again. So if anybody is listening on the show, don't take maybe a previous experience that wasn't the most wonderful. Go see Carolyn, go see somebody, try again, because I feel like I missed out on a lot that during those 20 years that I didn't go.
Yeah, I tend to a very therapeutic massage, you know, mm-hmm. because of my background, I'll find something and I want to work it out, but I try to balance that with relaxation and stress relieving things, because I'll be the first one to tell you, when I hurt my shoulder and I would go see a massage therapist, they would just want to crank on my shoulder. Well, that's where my pain was.
Right.
And I found I would just get tighter and more tense, which is counterproductive to relaxation.
Exactly.
So I found with the reflexology, I can work on somebody's issue without being on the issue. And I listen to your body when I'm working on your body. And if I see you starting to tense up because it doesn't feel good,
right.
that I'm going to back off. I'm going to do what feels good to your body. Because the more you can relax, the more you can unwind, the more you can let go up, the more your body heals.
Well, and you know what? And everybody has to communicate. I mean, that first massage I had, I should have said to the woman, you're hurting me.
Right.
I'm sure that wasn't her intention.
Right. And you know what doesn't feel good to you, that deep input touch?
Yeah, somebody else loves it to death.
Really great to somebody else. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So it's so, I tell my clients every time, please, if something doesn't feel good, speak up. Let me know. Because I do listen to your body, but also, you know, some people
right.
are better at concealing how they feel. And we don't want you. I speak for all massage therapists and reflexologists. Speak up. We want to hear from our clients what feels
definitely.
Good and what doesn't.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and some of that just took a little maturity for myself. I was much younger then.
And you didn't know what to expect the first time.
No, I didn't have a clue. But I just ran after that. I was like, no, please don't touch me again.
Yeah.
So where can our listeners find you?
Well, I'm right here in Largo on 66, right near Almerton. So it's a pretty convenient location for a lot of people in Pinellas and even Hillsboro. I have a website, myreflexologyhealth.com.
And you're also on my website, lindaburhans.com, which everybody knows that's easy to get to.
Yes.
And I'm just looking here on Facebook and it says, self-care is important. I'm going to follow your lead and schedule a massage with Carolyn. Woohoo!
Excellent. Excellent.
And you can book online, right?
Yes. Yes. If you go to my website, there is a link to book online, and you can book massage, you can book Reiki, you can book reflexology.
All right, give me a quick description of what Reiki is. I know, but other people might not.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of clients with fibromyalgia and just they have so much pain in their body that they don't really enjoy touch. Like a massage is just painful for them.
Okay.
And they don't get any relief. So I find with the Reiki, which is energy work, I can remove or help facilitate stuck energy that gets stuck in a joint or a place in the body and help get a nice glow again. To me, it's that universal life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very helpful for somebody who has a lot of pain, who doesn't necessarily like touch, because I can do it hands-on or hands-off.
Well, I've had caregivers that had that got someone to come into the house and do Reiki on their loved ones, and their loved ones are afraid to be touched, but they would love the Reiki. They just love the Reiki. So that's something caregivers might want to think about, because it can really relax your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart. Well, it's almost time to get going. I will see you on Monday. Thanks so much for being on the show, and I will have all your information on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Great talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you.
All right, have a delicious day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them bloom
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
You know, I think I need to tweak that affirmation a little bit to be, I will let others know that I need help, that I will ask for help. Because that poor caregiver that was at her wit's end, I'm sure if she had reached out and asked, somebody definitely would have helped her. Many times people think that asking for help is a weakness. No, not at all. Asking for help is a strength. And it takes a village to take care of someone without COVID. With COVID, it's so much more difficult. I know one of the things that she used to do is her and her husband went out every day for lunch. And being in the house for that 100 days was probably just too much. So you may not thinking of just the little different things. So if you have a neighbor and you know they go out to lunch and you don't see them going out anymore, maybe just go bring a little lunch over there and put it by the door, and you can like chat through the window a little bit. Or here in Florida, a lot of us have screened Florida rooms in different places. So there are options. I know what I've been doing when I have to meet people a lot recently is I go to the botanical gardens because they have a nice wide walkway so we can both walk and chat. And every single day there's something different blooming. It's so wonderful, and I just learn more about other things every day. So don't totally isolate yourself. I think that's one of the biggest dangers of all. So we have somebody else calling in a little bit, and they're from Woofs for Warriors, and his name is Chris Gaunt. I actually hooked up with them. One of the women that runs the organization is the sister of my chiropractor. So I'm very excited to talk to them in a little bit. I got to tell you something funny, though. So I got this mask. You can probably see it now if I put it on here like this. So before I came to the show today, I had to stop to get gas. So I stop, and of course, you know how it goes, the pump's not working, I gotta go inside with my credit card. So I take the mask, I put it on, I go inside the store, I give the guy my credit card, and he's looking at me, and his head is tilted sideways, and he keeps looking at me, and his head is tilted sideways. And I said, is everything okay? He said, I'm trying to read your mask, it's upside down. So my mask says Connected Caregivers Radio, where you can find help and hope. But upside down, I guess it's a little tough. But you know how I like to entertain myself. I think I'm so funny. Well, now we have our friend Chris on the line. Hello, Chris.
Hello. How are you? Good morning.
I'm joyful and grateful. How are you?
I am joyful and grateful as well.
Where are you located right now?
I'm actually in upstate New York, and it's anyone or any of your listeners know the New York area, it's north of the capital of New York, which is Albany.
Right.
In a beautiful town called Lake George. It's actually a suburb.
Oh, I love Lake George.
So pretty. Really, really beautiful. Beautiful 35 or 36 mile long lake. Crystal clear. One of the beautiful large Adirondack lakes that my wife and I and kids have loved and enjoyed for many, many years.
Yeah, you just terrific. You just look at that and you're grateful.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It really, really is. And the surrounded by the Adirondacks, it's just a really beautiful place for to live and to vacation. So all the vacationers are coming in this area now north from New York, New Jersey, Philly.
But you live there, right? So
I do. Yeah, we live here. My wife and I and two children, grown children, live here year-round.
Nice.
And we have for many years. So it's a beautiful place to live.
Well, when things come up, I'll have to come visit you.
That sounds great.
That would be absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So you departed from the business world in 2018 after 32 years, and I see you're quite the volunteer.
I love volunteering, and I had 32 years in corporate America, all for one company, actually. Did a million different things for them and loved every minute of that. But I actually wanted to proactively depart in 2018 while I was still relatively young, so that I could do some things that were very, very meaningful to me. And, one of those things or major buckets in my life that I wanted to tap into was my love of volunteering and for volunteering in the community. And that's what led me to, one of the volunteer groups I'm affiliated with is Whisper Warriors Incorporated, which has been terrific.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really funny. A little more than a few months ago, I found a diary from when I was like 11 years old. And then I wrote, I want to grow up to be a volunteer. I thought it was a paid position, I think. I could just like do all this good stuff.
That's so nice, though, that as a young girl that you thought that far ahead. So that's great.
Well, you know, I'm
volunteering.
I think volunteering is so important.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And, you know, I'm very, very thankful and grateful each day. Yeah. And I know it sounds almost cliche, but, you know, I have a wonderful wife that I've been married to for, 30 years and two beautiful children that I'm very proud of. And, I've had really good business experiences. I've been very fortunate in that.
So you're blessed.
And very blessed. And I just want to try to give back as much as I can. If I have as many years as I have left, I want to spend many of those years giving back.
Well, it's funny. I'm involved a lot with Kiwanis and a few other organizations and everything. And I always tell my grandchildren, volunteer work is a responsibility for everybody. It's not an option. Everybody needs to do volunteer work. Everybody needs to be part of their community. Everybody needs, and it makes you feel so good.
You get back so much more than I think you give, and I love to give, and I think that's very, very important, like you said, and you hit the nail right on the head, by the way, with that. But you get back so much. I mean, your life becomes so much more rich as a result of
just... And you meet people you never would have met before. And you get to see,
exactly.
And I'm sure you're going to tell me, with Whisper Warriors, you get to see fabulous things happen for people. I mean, who doesn't want to be involved with that?
It's funny, and it really, again, it sounds a bit cliche, but it's transformative in nature. I mean, you're helping, in this case, with this organization, you're really helping two species. I mean, you're helping the canine species, or dogs.
Right.
And you're also helping the humans as well. So it's great when those two match, and you find a wonderful match. It really improves the lives of the veteran, in this case, the veterans that have served our country so bravely, as well as the animals that are, in this case, dogs that are in need of a home.
So how did you first get involved with it?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, as I was proactively deciding on my exit plan from, the corporate world, I was looking for meaningful volunteer opportunities that were important to me. So things that could benefit fill me up spiritually, really focus on two things that I love. One is I love animals. Mm-hmm. I volunteer in another organization where we rescue and rehab wild animals, and that's a blast. But this, for domestic canines,
and
cats and dogs too. So in this case, dogs, love dogs. And also, I never served the country in a formal way, via the military.
So this is your way.
So this is my way of, just a small way of giving back. So I was reading an article in our local newspaper called The Post Star, and I saw a great article that was written about Worcester Warriors, and they had done a local event focusing on veterans, of course, men and women that have served, and uniting them and pairing them with dogs. So veterans in need, suffering from things that we'll get into in a minute, looking for an animal companion. So I thought, that's a perfect match for me.
Right.
And I reached out to our president, Kathy Ryken, and our vice president, Chris Argento, and met with them. And it felt like it was going to be a really good fit. And, you know, 2 years and change later, I'm still doing it and loving every minute of it. It's been great.
So explain to me about the program and how it goes and what the whole deal is.
Yeah, so the deal with Worcester Warriors.
Like, who's eligible?
Yeah. So we are incorporated. We are 501c3, which is a, you know, nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
Yep. And who's eligible is any veteran with verified clinical diagnosis of PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, or TBI, which is traumatic brain injury, who wants to participate and whose licensed mental health professional feels that he or she may benefit from the company of an emotional support or service dog, is eligible to apply to the Worcester Warriors Incorporated program or organization.
And do they just have to be in your area?
Yeah, great question. For now, I mean, Worcester Warriors Incorporated specifically is in the upstate New York area. So we help veterans, you know, as far south as, you know, south of Albany, but just north of New York City,
mm-hmm.
As far north as almost the Canadian border. And, you know, as far west, not quite to Buffalo, but we have some veterans that are in the Syracuse area, et cetera, or that reach out to us. So it's really the upstate New York area. However, having said that, there are like or similar organizations across the country, organizations that pair dogs that are in need of a home with veterans, with the ultimate goal of those dogs becoming a companion or a service dog.
Right.
You know, full-fledged service animal for those veterans in need, and it's such a wonderful match.
And so
we help men and women in all different conflicts. You know, men and women just coming back from service, active duty, and we have a number of men and women that have served in Vietnam and other conflicts. So whether they're, you know, 75 or 25, we're willing and able to help.
And especially those poor people from Vietnam that were so forgotten and looked over. And that was a very, very traumatic war, and some very terrible things happened. And you can see the difference. I know some people from that time that have dogs. One's a
yeah.
service dog. One's just the dog in his house. But the dog is
yeah.
his best friend. And I
yeah.
don't know what he would do without the dog.
I'm looking at our pamphlet now, and a gentleman with his Vietnam veteran hat on and his beautiful dog. And as you mentioned that, it's kind of even emotional because he really went through a lot in that particular conflict, as did many veterans. You know, veterans in all
yeah.
conflicts go through things. But Vietnam, particularly, I think that was a real tough one. And I grew up right in the middle of that. I was a young kid, and I remember that war vividly. And when that war ended, how excited I was that that conflict finally ended.
Yeah.
So I agree. That was a tough one. It really was. So
my
I mean,
uncle
particular
just
gentleman I'm looking.
Go ahead.
He's almost 70, I think, or maybe in his 70s. And again, so we help people that 70, 75, all the way to their early 20s.
And it makes such a difference. My uncle just passed away a couple of weeks ago, and he was in the Vietnam mm-hmm. War.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. He didn't have a service dog, but he had a dog. And the dog was his bud, and he needed that dog. And I just think it's so important that we honor all of our veterans any way we can. I've had the opportunity to go on the honor flights where you...
that's great.
Oh, my God, is it great. It's another day that's just like, who doesn't want to volunteer doing that?
I know.
It's just wonderful. Really, really good stuff. And like you said, you're in upstate New York, but there are programs all over the place. I'm sure if you just Google it, if someone is in my area, in the Tampa Bay area, and you can't find it, just contact me. I'll find it. I'll find out what we need
yeah,
to
sure.
find out.
Yeah, and you hit it right on the head again. I mean, just Google, go online and search veterans in need of support dogs or, you know, dogs and veterans linking up, and you'll find lots of different organizations throughout the country that focus on providing and finding a home for canines, in this case, again, dogs that are looking and need a home, desperately because there's so many animals that need a home. There's so many animals that are alive right now that need a home. And what better way to improve the life of a dog than by uniting that animal with a veteran, a male or female, that has served our country. And, you know, it's just such a great bond and such a great link.
Where do you get the animals from? Like the SPCA or?
Great question. All of the above. So animals come from shelters. Animals come from folks that can no longer care for them. Animals come, we hear we're on hotlines where they're astray, and particularly in southern states where there are some, you know, areas where they're euthanizing animals on a regular basis, unfortunately, just because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
You know, the Carolinas and Georgia and Tennessee and Texas, and the list goes on and on, but hundreds of thousands of animals in those states and in all states need a home that are already alive.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are animals that are anywhere from, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 years old. And typically we're placing animals in that range, in that age range.
Okay.
Go ahead. I was going to say we're shying away from placing puppies only because the veterans that we're working with typically have PTSD, and we don't want to add more stress and anxiety
exactly.
in their lives, and puppies are a handful.
Yeah.
So a lot of veterans think they want a puppy, but then they quickly realize that puppies are a little more than they bargained for. So, you know, the perfect sweet spot for us is a healthy animal, dog that's between, you know, 1, 2, and 3 years old.
And then do you give them any kind of training, the dogs?
We do. Yeah. I mean, our VP of the organization is a gal named Chris Argento, A-R-G-E-N-T-O. She's our vice president of Worcester Warriors Incorporated, but also she is our head dog trainer, and she is unbelievably skilled at training dogs. And whether that dog just becomes a companion animal or is certified, she's the person, she's our go-to person, and it's her and a small team of folks that she works with that helps train the animals.
Very cool.
Also, you know, in other parts of upstate New York, we have similar trainers that can train the dogs as well. So Chris is only one person, and she's a board member of a kennel club near us and up in the Lake George area, actually in Glens Falls, New York, the Glens Falls Kennel Club. But she has great linkages to other trainers that are terrific that can help train the animals as
Fabulous.
Well.
That's just fabulous.
And again, they can be just, you know, comfort animals and good companion, just buddies, or they can get a full service you know, certification as well and everything in between.
Awesome.
Depending on the needs and wants of the veteran.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. Can you give your website one more time, please?
Sure. The website is www.woofs, that's W-O-O-F-S, woofsforwarriors.org. Our president is Kathy Ryken, and Chris Argento is our VP of training, and I'm Chris Gaunt. You can check us out online, and if you feel or any of your listeners feel like they'd like to make a donation, we have a big donate button on our website, and 100%, every penny of what we get in terms of donation goes to finding the dog, training the dog,
Fabulous.
And linking them up with the right veteran.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for being on the show, Chris. I hope to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Have a delicious day. Okay, and now it's time to hear from our fabulous partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment.
They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know, that means to get your pen and pencil, but it just makes me feel lonely for Lynn. She should be here with me. But not right now. Maybe in August, we'll see. So what's going on? What's going on is support groups are going on. I do 7 support groups a month. The Alzheimer's Association has support groups all over the United States. Dr. Kate McCarty has support groups. Arden Courts has support groups. Most of them are all online right now, which to me makes it easier for you, caregiver, to go there. If you're having problems getting online, people think Zoom is a big deal. It's not really hard. Contact a neighbor. Contact somebody from your church or somebody. Find some kid that's off for the summer that can come over and probably show you how to do it in a flash. Don't isolate yourself and be out of that and continue your education, everybody. So there's a series coming up, and also an online series, and it's the Savvy Caregiver Virtual Program. It says, are you caring for someone with dementia? Savvy Caregiver Virtual Training Program is a live online training program designed for caregivers who assist persons with dementia. Improve your caregiving experience by taking this free online training program. It's a 2-hour classes over 7 weeks. So I have the information. If you are interested in this, because it's like too much to mention on the radio show to write everything down. If you're interested, just send me a message through lindaburhans.com and I will hook you up with everything. There is a program. Are you a full-time caregiver for a frail elder? The Home Care for the Elderly program provides a monthly payment of $160 to help 24/7 caregivers take care of low-income elders. So Home Care for the Elderly can help with the cost of food, housing, clothing, medical care, supplies. Caregiver must live with an elder full-time and provide care. And the person being cared for must be over 60 years old and meet the financial eligibility. But if this is something that could help you, this is the phone number. It's 1-800-262-2243. That's 1-800-262-2243. Probably this will be... I'd like to talk again about this book that I've been telling you guys about for a couple weeks. This fabulous book, A Caregiver's Guide for Alzheimer's, 200 Activities, that's being given away free. The people that have received the books have like, heck yeah, Linda, I got a lot of really great ideas, simple, great ideas after that. The one person that received the book,
her mom now calls it her camp book. And so she wants to know what we're doing in camp this week. And she picks out something in the book and they do it together. So it's really simple. You can get the book for free. Just call up Linwood Galusha. And the phone number is 603-860-6979. As always, if you don't catch something here, you can hear the replay of the show on YouTube, on Apple iTunes or iPod or Casting or whatever it is. Or you can just go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and you'll find anything. Or if I talk too fast sometimes or I give a number too fast, you can just send me a message at lindaburhans.com, and I will be sure to answer you. So once again, my heart is heavy. Please, please check in with somebody that you know is a caregiver. It's so simple. Just a telephone call. Just a telephone call. We're all attached to our phones. That's very simple to do. If you can Skype with somebody, or if you can have a Zoom call, that can make a difference. I find some caregivers that are uplifted during this pandemic because they're now having Zoom calls with their families that they never had before. Some are talking more now to their families than they ever had before. But then again, some are still less. So it's a simple way. Or just send somebody a card. I love sending cards. I send out cards all the time. And every single time I send out a card, the person says back to me, "How did you know I needed the card that day?" I don't know. I don't have a clue. I just get a feeling I need to send this person a card. And then sometimes I get cards back in the mail. So that's really nice. So that's something really simple that you can do. Please do that. Tune in next week for some more fabulous guests. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark.